Let's move on to a topic that's always controversial in Cape Town. We're going to talk about the baboons. And many lobbyists have argued for a long time for more humane practices in helping manage baboons living alongside humans on the urban edges of the Cape Peninsula. And they've called for the a halt. I suppose you'd call it a halt in the use of paintball guns. The paintball markers are used to move the troops out of the urban areas. They are meant to be fired near the baboons and at most on their rump or rear. No mothers with babies are supposed to be shot at. However, many photos show baboons' faces splattered with paint, and mothers and young ones included. The controversial use of paintball guns was backed by the National Council of Societies for the Prevention of Cruelty to Animals. That's abbreviated as the NSPCA, when it was implemented as part of the City of Cape Town's Baboon Management Guidelines in 2011. Now the NSPCA has done an about-turn and withdrawn their support for this method that many argues not only cruel but ineffective. However, they have not announced any alternative plan to manage the baboons. So we could be heading for trouble when it comes to baboons in our urban areas. To unpack this more for us, we're joined now by Jenny Trithan, the founding member of Baboon Matters. Jenny, good afternoon. Have you welcomed the decision today to withdraw support of the use of paintball guns and the city subsequently saying that they also are withdrawing the use of paintball guns?
Hi, thanks so much for giving us this very important topic some space. Look, we are very pleased that the NSPCA has withdrawn their support, but I'm absolutely furious at the way in which the city has handled it, because they have just adopted, no consultation, no meetings with the role players, no discussion, no planning going forward, but just an abrupt withdrawal of the use of paintball markers from today. So that means the rangers who've been used to using a paintball gun for an extended period of time are just suddenly, left in this very invidious position where they've got to suddenly adapt everything that they've known and used to. And don't forget that NCC are a relatively new service provider, having taken over the tender only in October. So I really just think it's an appalling way that the city have once again handled baboon management with no planning or consultation.
You say there was no consultation with regards to this?
No, my frustration is that myself and various other advocacy groups, such as Baboons of the South, the Wildlife Protection Forum of South Africa, have been calling for an overview and a review of the whole process. It's not just about the paintball markers. It's about the fact that baboons are killed for, like most recently, Philemon. What was Philemon's worst crime was that he stole vegetables from an uncovered vegetable patch. So for the last 2 years, we have sent very sensible, reasonable requests to meet, review, revise, come up with a compromise document. Now, the sort of 11th hour, after none of the planning meetings or workshop processes, there's a huge change in the way in which the project works, but with no consultation or planning. And I am deeply, deeply concerned because the residents have not been well prepared. There's been one media release from the city, and it's going to be a very, very difficult situation in the coming days and months, and I'm sure that there will be damage to property. But more than that, baboons probably will be killed.
Sure. Do you think that the city's trying to prove a point and tell those lobbying for change, we told you so?
I do believe so. It does seem that way. It seems, if I'm totally frank about it, and I'm going to be, that the city is stamping their foot and saying, well, you want us to withdraw, we'll do it. See what happens next. That's exactly how it feels. And, I'm very, very angry about it because I believe that there have been enough requests, emails. Even Mayor Plato last year requested that there should be a task team. He called for a task team. Nothing's happened. Nothing that we know about. Minister Bedell requested a workshop. He directed a workshop. We're sitting here in May. Nothing has happened. The only thing that's going to happen is that more baboons will be hurt, injured, and killed. And I just think it's appalling, absolutely appalling.
Was it not the death of a baboon as a result of a paintball gun injury that prompted the NSPCA, I always struggle with that, NSPCA, to withdraw their support of paintball guns?
I think that the juvenile that you referred to was actually killed by a pellet gun. And okay, what I feel is that the use of paintball guns is said to reduce the amount of time the baboons spend in the village. But the main reason that baboons come into urban areas is not addressed. So we look back again at good old waste management. You know, the fact that there is very, very ineffective waste management. So baboons primarily come down to get easy food rewards that are found in waste. And when they come to get those rewards, some people, and it's a very small percentage of people, get angry and take pellet guns and shoot them. Mm. My question, why has Cape Nature not prosecuted a single person for shooting, maiming and killing a baboon? The last case that was prosecuted was, I think, in 2011. So people can shoot baboons. They can take their pellet guns and their catties and their paintball guns and shoot them, but there's nothing in place to stop them coming down for waste management.
Mm.
And, you know, it's been up to dedicated groups of women who've been going around with their drills and ropes trying to secure the bins because the city does not have any baboon-proof bins available. And when these groups of women have secured the bins, there has been a notable reduction of baboons coming into those areas. But it's not up to individuals or individual groups to take on waste management for the city. So yeah, I find the whole thing extraordinarily frustrating, and you know, it's just unbelievable that 30 years down the line, pain aversion was the preferred method of operation, even though it was proven not to work. And now the pain aversion has been withdrawn, but with nothing else in its place. And I feel desperately sorry for the current service provider who's been left in this awful position. And I don't believe that the baboons are going to sort of take the transition very easily. So I think there should have been better planning all the way through.
Aside from better waste bin management, Jenny, what would you suggest be used as a tool to sort of manage the baboons that are living in our urban areas?
Look, I think some of the things that do need to be considered are provision of water points. So, for example, Cape Town is a water-scarce area, and we know that there are specific areas where there is no access to water. Historically, there were water sites provided, and these were burnt out in fires. And Table Mountain National Park has adamantly refused to allow provision of water on the mountain. It would help keep the baboons away from the urban areas because they come down often for water. So provisioning of water definitely would help. What we have been calling for a very, very long period of time is to trial provisioning of food. So not continuously, but as an intermediate change in patterns and you know, let's try it. Why not? Why not do a proper try to see if it would help reduce the amount of time baboons spend in the urban areas? So if it's not pain aversion, it doesn't seem to get any notice. Mm. But pain aversion and bear bangers, so scare tactics have been used, but sort of positive aspects like provision of water or food points have never been trialed, you know.
Mm. We'll leave it there. Thanks so much for your time this afternoon. Jenny Trethan, the founding member of Baboon Matters, responding to the city's withdrawal of the use of paintball guns in management of the baboons.